Are we podcasting? Mm-hmm. I've got a new look going. This is going to be my new thing.
She's wearing another baseball cap. You can see that with your own eyes if you go to our YouTube page and watch the whole podcast.
You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can find us on all the socials and the twits and the tweets and the tic-tacs and the Facebooks.
And you can find us live at a city near you. Yes. Hopefully, if you go to imomsohard.com, it has all the dates and cities and links for buying tickets and all that stuff. This is not what we intended to talk about at this moment, but I have to tell you about a new show I love.
Okay.
And I'm not even done with the first episode.
Okay. Because I've got one that I love too. So you tell the show that you love, and I'm going to tell the show I love, and then we're going to get on the subject.
Let's say them at the same time and see if it's
I bet it's not. No way. One, two, three.
Love and Death. Dead or Alive. Oh, Love and Death. Okay. So Netflix has this show called Missing, Dead, or Alive. And you know how they have those like police, like reality shows? This is, it's a documentary style show about them following missing persons in South Carolina. And these, oh my God, it's all women that are on this force. And all of them talk
about— I'm going to watch this immediately.
Oh, good. They all talk about how like— you know, you do homicide, you do like special victims, the bad's already happened. She's like, somebody's missing, there's a chance you can save somebody.
Oh my God.
And so it's like the stakes are couldn't be higher.
I just got goosebumps because you do hope.
Yeah. And like this, I'm on this first episode and it's like, I mean, their long episodes are good because it's like
it's very
lot
thorough.
Of it shows like how their brains are working, where they're suspicious, you know,
yeah.
And like it's so good. And it's all women. It's so badass. You guys got to watch it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm watching Love and Death, which is, it's bizarre because Love and Death is on HBO and this other show called Candy was on Hulu, I think, with Jessica Biel. And it's about the same thing. So it's really bizarre. But basically what happened was it's about this really small little community in Wiley, Texas, and this woman named Candy Montgomery. She's sort of like bored in her life, played by Elizabeth Olsen. Is that right? Oh, my God. And by the way, Elizabeth Olsen playing this part of this like Texas woman, she just nails it. Cause my husband's from Texas and like my mother or my sister-in-law is Texan. And there's this thing that Texas women do that's like, no matter if they're like being stung by hornet's nest, they're delightful. There's like a delightful, oh my stars. Oh my goodness.
It's
and there's like a delightful cheeriness and I don't know. It's very specific.
I'm sure
to
there's
Texas.
Some husbands out there that would disagree. But
right. But even if they're mad, they're like, gol darn. I'm like,
you piece of shit. I'd like it before.
It's not what they say. They're like, we're just going to have a conversation. We're going to get good with God. I'm like, oh my God. So Candy Montgomery, she's living in this small town as this story is told through the perspective that is told on Love and Death on HBO, which I think is really, really interesting. She's sort of bored in her life. And she decides that she's going to have an affair with one of the dudes in the town. This is all based on a true story, by the way.
Okay.
There is so much witness. There are so many first
count. I feel like you're
going
to tell me more. I feel like I recognize the town name.
Okay. The reason this story is so incredible is because there is so much testimony that's been recorded that when they did two different versions of this story, there is one scene that's almost verbatim. Two different sets of writers because they took the testimony from wherever they got, like probably court records or maybe even a big like 10,000 word article in a newspaper. They extrapolated it and the scene is the same.
Oh, man.
So Candy Montgomery, totally nice. They're all church going. She has an affair. The affair ends. The guy's really boring that she has an affair with. And this guy is married to this woman named Betty. And Betty discovers the affair months after it's over. But everybody's very, like, calm. And she comes at Candy with an axe.
Holy.
And then the dot, dot, dot is what nobody sees coming. And Betty gets killed with that axe that she came at Candy with 41 times.
Ooh.
So Candy done snapped.
Yeah.
And
that's what we all get for being overly polite, even when we're upset.
It's crazy. And so it really, you watch this person in her head, sort of polite her way out of like feeling guilt.
Wow.
She is convinced that what she's doing is right. You're kind of like, and they don't tell you specifically. So I highly recommend it. I think it's sort of a sleeper series that I'm a real fan of. Jesse Plimpton.
Martha Plimpton, Jesse Plemons.
I get that wrong every time. But he's the blonde guy in Friday Night Lights, which
yeah.
It's so good. So that's what I'm watching.
Amazing. What's that? Fargo.
Oh, yes. Yes. With who he marries, Kristen Dunst. And then he's also in a show that if you told me right after I saw it, I hated it, but I can't stop thinking about it, which is Power of the Dog.
Okay.
Which is a really weird movie that I love now that at first I was like, it's overrated.
Yeah, I remember
but now I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird.
There's a lot I got to
Also, catch I did. Up on. I hated the movie Air. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, shall we?
Shall we dive into what
we're
thinking about talking about?
I thought this was fun because Jen and I are back on the road. And like, you know, if you go to TikTok and stuff, they talk about all these like travel hacks and stuff. And I'm like,
yeah,
having been a person now that travels a lot for work, I'm like, what kind of hacks and shit do I have? And I bet Jen has a ton. We just forget that we even have them because this thing has become so normal for us.
I have this hack, which I would like to share because I did it this weekend. Don't bring so much shit. You don't need it. You're never going to use it. You don't need it.
Oh, my God.
You'll rewear stuff.
You will be happy when you're in that airport and you have a light bag.
Yes.
If you are running late, which just happened to me, and we had to do a 50-yard dash in the airport, and I got it to my flight because I didn't have heavy stuff. Smart. And our first tour, oh my God, all we did was have to take our stuff out of the bag because we'd hit the 50-pound thing. And then you're trying to pack it into your backpack. And like, why? I literally only in life have like 12 shirts.
I know.
Why do I have to bring a prom dress when I go on the road? Like, I don't need to do that.
I love that meme that's like me while I'm packing. Should I bring 3 French horns or 4? It's so true. Like, hey, you know what? I might like – Britt has this hilarious story about a friend who brought an acoustic guitar on his honeymoon and did not know how to play. But he was like, I feel like.
Oh, my God. I hate that guy, but I love that guy.
I hate that guy.
I am not. But I'm always leaning on you. I'm always like, hey, do you have like any like shout wipes or
do you have an extra t-shirt? Yes, I do.
I never do. But I think I've gotten very good at just being bare bones because I kind of am okay with it, but there are things that I will not leave home without, which I never in a million years thought these would be the things. First thing, can't recommend it enough, is the Dyson Air Whip, whatever it's called. The hair dryer.
Yeah.
I bought mine refurbished. They're very expensive. They've got all the attachments.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, hotel
hair dryer,
yeah. hair dryers, well, first of all, my hair will get caught in one.
Yes.
And they burn your hair. And I'm like, this is a non-negotiable for me now. This Dyson Air Whip goes with me.
And you can bring a curling attachment.
Curling attachment, all that.
All the brush, yeah.
I have figured out now that I have a very specific sleep situation that I need to handle for myself, which is I've got to pack a sweatshirt. I've got to pack a t-shirt. I've got to pack pants for pajamas because – I have to feel – I've got some sensory stuff. I've got to feel it kind of heavy when I sleep. And remember when I used to take the Thunder blanket that was 40 pounds?
Weighted blanket. We called the Thunder blanket like she was an Airedale.
I was trying. It just didn't work for me. But now I've figured if I just get like a heavy enough sweatshirt in my bag, no matter if it's 95 degrees.
Because she likes to be warm.
I like to be hot and I like to be heavy.
Yeah.
And then I'll sleep because I'm not the greatest sleeper on the road. I got to set myself up for success.
I think that I am a good sleeper, but
you are.
But I did realize this about like this last trip that we did. I wake up all the time.
Yeah.
I am able to get back to sleep as long as it's like early in like early morning, I can get back to sleep pretty well. But there are times I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, well, I should just get up and do yoga or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. What I mean by that is I'll go on and buy something on Poshmark.
Right.
But like I think it's because every time I wake up, I have to calibrate where I am, which wakes my brain up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, the light is not like my bedroom. I'm sure like two more trips down the road, I'll get used to it. Yeah. But like, and Michelle was saying she brought, who came with us this last weekend to tour, she brought a sleep mask and I'm like, I got to get another one. So I know. Then it's all the same.
Yep. That's the thing. You got to have it be consistent. As much as you can replicate what it's like for you at home, on the road is key, down to the smells. Yeah. Like I've started to use like lavender lotion. So wow. Now when I put that on, I go, okay, this is something that's consistent for me. It's the inconsistencies that make me get, and I have sleep issues. So I try to like calm myself down, but here's a fun travel hack that somebody else showed me. It's not mine, but I think it's so genius. Okay. When you go into a hotel room and they've got the hangers and that have the clips.
Oh yeah.
You take that hanger and you take the curtain and you fold it over onto the other curtain yep. And you clip it in. Does that make sense?
So it's so, all the way dark.
So north, south, you've got to clip up, you've yep. got to clip down. Because hotels will always keep a little bit of light coming into your room because they want you to get up in the morning. They want you out. They make money the second you leave.
Yeah.
So if you want to sleep in, you got to cover that curtain over and put the clip on there.
Yeah.
And that was a travel hack that somebody showed me. And I was like, this changed my life.
Yeah. That's a good one. The one that I really liked that I've thought was here's my two favorites. Because we always try to like carry on when possible.
Yeah.
So – a carry-on bag, you should have a soft side one because you can fit more in it. It's less heavy and you're always in control of it. If you're checking a bag, get a hard side bag. So then all your stuff doesn't like get beat to shit inside it. But if you have a carry-on, which I always try to do a carry-on, and I do have a soft side suitcase, which is my favorite, and it's like as big of a carry-on as you can be. You wear your heavy stuff. So like you wear your jeans on the flight, but that's the thing, you got to find a pair of jeans that's comfy that you can wear. But, and then like your big shoes, like your sneakers or whatever, you wear those so that you have to put less in the bag.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I roll, do you roll stuff?
No.
I always start out rolling stuff. And by the time we get there, I'm like.
I don't. I'm like, if I have to roll shit, I've got too much stuff. Like, I'm like, Jen's going to see me for 3 days in the same yellow t-shirt. And that's just going to be how
and
it
I
is.
And I don't mind it.
And you don't mind. And
we're not digging ditches, though.
No,
she doesn't.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it doesn't smell. I think
because I also want to have room for the show clothes. So, like, I don't want those getting smashed. So, I'm like,
yeah.
I got three t-shirts, like, you know, 12 pairs of underwear. And then, like, I just am going to take the essentials. But I did realize that, like, this is something I do and I didn't know that I did, is I really like wearing a beanie on the plane. And there's a couple reasons. First of all, I hate Apple AirBuds. They're the worst invention ever made because you just sit in there and one pops out of your ear and then you're looking for it in an airplane seat. Forget about it. I hate them. So I like to wear a hat, like a beanie, for a couple reasons. First of all, again, I have some sensory stuff, but like I put a beanie on, my hair does not get caught in the airplane seat anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm comfortable. I can pull it down over my eyes if I want to be dark.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting makeup and shit all over it. Don't act like this is not me being like one of those fancy TikTok travelers. It's real brass tacks here. And then also I can wear my headphones, my noise canceling headphones with comfort over my hair so it doesn't like pull the top of my head.
Yeah, she also gets her hair caught in the seat sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. My hair like gets caught in the seats, it gets caught in the headphones, so I wear a beanie and I'm just like comfortable. And then at night if I need to feel a little bit more like strapped in, so to speak, I find that damn beanie is really helpful.
Yeah, I like to wear a bucket hat because then you don't have, especially if you have an early flight, you don't have to worry about doing your hair or anything like that.
Yeah, hats are key.
So and then you can pull it down kind of over your eyes. But I'm too short to get my hair cut in the seat, but it still comes in super handy. The other thing that I really love, and a lot of times they have these at Costco's, so I know that moms.
Did you just say plural?
Costco's. Yeah, the Cost Company. They're those jackets that fold up into the pocket. So like it's like
I want to call it like one. You had one of those.
I have.
You
two.
Used it all the time.
I use the hell out of it. So I have a short one that's like a, you know, 50s or 60s degrees out. But it all like you can roll it up and it fits in a pocket and then
that's
it'll
key.
Fit inside your purse. And then you can also I have one that's a Patagonia that is like for cold weather that fits like I mean it's like 10 inches long
it's
and
great.
Like a little bundle.
It always
can use
looks
it
like,
as a pillow.
Yeah. I always have FOBC, fear of being cold. So
oh,
I always have, You know what's really great is if you have any of those old, you know, those really soft linen-y baby nursing blankets that had a billion of given to you.
Yeah.
I take some of those sometimes in my carry-on. I can wear it as a scarf or I can wear it just – I just want to know that I have
– I definitely bring a big shawl on flights because – You can – I look like I'm 95, but it's like, you know, like a 3 foot
– Yeah, that's what I mean. Foot, just something like, that can be – you can use for other things. I also
then you can
do,
also use it as like a sarong if you go to the pool or something.
I do try to think of like everything having a dual purpose because to be overwhelmed by your stuff just feels like it's already – you're already – for us, we're traveling for work.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like – we have to pull up our own suitcases and pull it down. If it's too heavy, I'm like having a hard time. I always have to ask some like beefy to like help Jen.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, you know what? You don't need to like bust out your back right now. Like
I know. And so, cause it is the biggest carry-on size that is.
And Jen is the smallest size.
And I can get it up there.
Hey.
It does require resting it for a second on my head while I readjust my hands on it.
And everyone's like, what are you doing?
It's so funny because on the flight that I took, like, on Sunday, I go to put it up there and this guy goes, like, behind me goes, hey, you want me to help you with that? I go, I'm going to ask you to help me with it, and here's why. It is so ugly when I do it that everybody will get up to help me because they're scared I'm going to kill somebody, like this nice woman
she
right
like,
here.
She, like, literally, like, the suitcase is, like, leaning to the left.
Yeah. And I can do it, but, yeah, it looks ugly. And
she overpacks, and I'm like, that thing is 50 pounds. Jen does not need to be putting that over her head.
I don't normally overpack, but I did this trip because I wasn't prepared. You got a plan. So here was the biggest deal, and I took care of it yesterday. I had this emergency kit. So this emergency kit is anything that you would need, like, hygienically, medically, cosmetically, in, like, a sample size.
What are you talking about? You could get literally anything you need. If you were like, I'm going to do an anthropology paper. I need an old tooth. And Jen would be like, hold on one second. My emergency kit, I've got one.
I mean, like the sewing kit, like a first aid kit. I have like two of every pill. Because here's the thing. You're not going to go somewhere that there's not going to be a store. So you just need like
– You might – we've been in a couple places where like your emergency kit was the only thing we had.
Yeah. And so, but so that's like – 2 or 3 nights worth of decongestant or whatever is so there's enough, but I didn't have it organized, so I had to bring all these bags of shit, and I figured it out yesterday.
But
so
that
next
makes
time
you
we
feel
go,
settled.
It makes me feel settled
to have an emergency kit,
and then all I have to bring is like I always bring like a makeup pouch with me that has like everything I'm going to need during the day. But like if I forget something, like my eyebrow pencil, like. Something critical, because you guys, I'm not going on stage. I'm not going to get coffee unless I get my eyebrows on.
I've gone on stage with only doing my left eye of makeup. So that's where.
That's how we differ.
You forgot to do your other eye. And I was like, yep, I sure did.
But then I have like an extra lipstick that'll work for Kristen. Yeah. Sometimes I have extra hair for her. It depends on where we're doing.
She used to carry my hair with her.
Yeah.
When we had clip-in extensions.
Yeah.
And that's what a dear friend does, because I am definitely a underpacker because it's such something that I struggle with, and it is literal torture for me is how much stuff I lose. And that is a direct result of being ADD. It is so frustrating. So then I'm hyper about not losing stuff. So then I'm so like OCD anal retentive about everything that I don't dare just let myself sort of like relax. So I have this very specific way of putting out my charger and my thing and my phone and my purse, because I don't want to lose stuff. Because nothing pisses you off more than when you buy one of those like superchargers for your phone that's like $100.
Yeah.
And you leave it. And I've called literal hotels and I've been like, I know it's in that room. I know you just went in there and cleaned. I know. And it has, you know, I got a label maker, so that's my favorite
thing. Yeah.
And I'm like, it says mom on there, but that's me.
Yeah.
You got to give it back to me.
Yeah. No, they won't either.
They won't. They'll be like,
I don't understand.
Remember when
that
one hotel said they found it and then they called us back and they said, we can't find it?
I left like 3 outfits.
Oh.
Nice outfits hanging at a Marriott in St. Louis.
And they walked away.
They said,
away.
Oh no, we don't have them. I was like,
we called
I know where I stayed last night.
Yeah.
That was I'm going to throw them under the bus. For the most
part, we've had good experiences with hotels. If anybody wants to sponsor this podcast, that's a hotel chain.
Well, hey, all I'm doing is telling you the truth. I mean,
yeah.
Right? I mean, right? That's yeah, where we 100%. Stayed. We were there. I was so pissed off.
You had a whole thing of
and clothes. Sometimes I'll be like, where's that one shirt? Oh, yeah, some chick in St. Louis is wearing it right now.
She's got bad juju. She's got, yeah. You know.
Here are the other things that I really think are great to have on trips. And so this is one of my new things. I don't think we've talked about this. I only bring clothes to sleep in that I could also wear.
Same.
So like I bring like leggings and like to sleep in case it's cold or like a palazzo kind of pants.
So funny because I wear things that I think I could pull off in the show. I'm like funny. The same tennis shoes. But then I regretted that one, last one, because they hurt my feet. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing this again. Yeah. I'm always going to pack two pairs of shoes. There's just sometimes you have to think. I always take a pair of flip-flops.
Always. Those will fit just in the side of the bag.
Your bag. Mm-hmm. I always take a pair of flip-flops. I always take comfortable t-shirts. Like, I don't – I need comfort first. Comfort first.
Yes.
That's why if you see, like – posts and stuff and you're like, does she own anything other than a white t-shirt or jeans? The answer is no, I kind of don't because I don't like to feel uncomfortable, especially when travel is already hard. So there's no like, I'm not going to wear – I just don't even know what that is. Well, I just don't do that.
Because we have like – and I'm sure people who travel for work have this like all the time where you have to bring – I mean, people who travel a lot for work, they probably have to they bring their gym clothes. They bring like –
yeah, they're better than – we're doing this weird thing where we're always like, well, we don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
We're not living on the road.
We
got to live it up while we're out, right?
So, yeah, what we're thinking about is what if we end up going to a nice restaurant? But I do think that is like – so here's my fix. I read this article because I'm so obsessed with like smart packing. And it said, don't ever bring a fancy dress because you won't – everybody thinks they need it. When they go to Europe for 2 weeks, you won't end up needing it. But I always would because I'm like, well, what if we go to a steakhouse or something? I just can't like wear my sweats or something.
You're going to see me in my sweats.
I have the fix though. You got to find a nice maxi dress, like a good comfy one that you could wear on the plane, that you could wear over your swimsuit to the pool, you could wear to a nice restaurant, and it's as dressy as you ever will
need. That's on the like – most like fashion bloggers or travel bloggers or anybody's advice is to find a maxi dress. And there's different kinds, you know, like I don't like the like spaghetti strapped ones. I like one with a thicker strap.
I'll bring my spaghetti strap one in the summer because it's perfect to wear over my suit.
I like
the pool
to put a t-shirt underneath.
I do think they're super comfortable to wear like on a flight. I do.
Here's another thing that
especially a long flight.
Yes. The other thing that we have seen Casey and now Michelle wear that are the jumpsuits. Like the jumpsuits that they have them at Target.
Yeah.
Like, now, for me to go into an airplane bathroom.
That's why I'm saying I can't do it.
They're not – the one I have is not easy because it's a zipper. The ones that they have are button, and I think they open better. And so, like, but they are kind of slick because now Michelle, who's our tour manager now, and Casey, who's with us for 2 years before, that's all Casey wore. Like, and it was so easy for her to just roll those up, and then you had pants and it's all in one.
I think they're really smart to bring traveling. I wouldn't wear one on a flight, but if you are going somewhere, like you're going back to like meet friends, you don't know what all the activities are, you can wear them with sneakers. It looks
dressy when you dress them up. It's a really easy fix.
Yeah. They can look however you want them to.
Especially if it's a dark color, then it looks like you can really dress it up. You put like a pin or a necklace or something like that, and it looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's just being versatile with – you should never just take something that is for one thing. The exception to the rule is that you and I have clothes that we perform in. But I was like in my head thinking, if my suitcase gets lost, could I wear this on stage and like be okay? And Colin always says, because, you know, my husband toured for a really long time before I did. And he's like, all you and Jen need to worry about is he always says like being happy, having fun, and realizing that like if anything happens, you can go buy it. Just get your body to where you need to go. And if you need it, you can go buy it, which is a very nice calming effect for someone like me who's like, where the hell are my free earbuds?
Yeah. Well, I do think about him saying that because she says that to me too. Like, if you forgot it, we can buy it or whatever.
Yeah.
But I that is why I love to carry on my thing because I just feel like I'm in control of it. I'm a control freak, control the controllables. And then – but I do always like I'll pack like two white tank tops or something like that because I'm like, Kristen could wear this if – you know, if she needs – and it does actually. It's not a lot – that doesn't take up that much room in your suitcase
either. That's just being mindful of what you're carrying. Here's some other things that I take with me that I was like, oh, this was a good idea. Packets of oatmeal. Like, it's not always easy to find food. And, like, I wake up starving. And so I have found that if I do, like, hot water in the, like, Keurig, that I can make oatmeal for myself and sort of buy myself a little time before having to figure out food. Food for me on the road is really tricky. I get terrible food aversion because I get so nervous. And then I'm like, crapping 100 times before every show.
Which is ironic.
Which is amazing. So what are you crapping? I don't know. I should be so much skinnier than I am. I mean, honestly, like around 4 p.m., I cannot look at food. And then as we're leaving the stage, I'm like, I'm going to eat Jen's arm if somebody doesn't get me food immediately.
Yeah,
because
then the food aversion's over with.
My adrenaline's gone. The food aversion's gone. And all I am is just so hungry. And then I will pile drive.
Yeah, cocktails and nachos. Same. That's our after show.
It's my favorite
gig.
Yeah. There's why you're not skinny.
Oh.
There's your aha moment. You're not eating oatmeal after the show. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm eating a pile of nachos.
Well, here's the thing that I always bring to you that Kristen makes fun of me for, but
I make fun of her for a lot of things.
I don't even know if she knows the extent of where this part of my emergency kit has gone. So I always bring my favorite coffee that my husband always makes for me every morning is Starbucks breakfast blend. I never go to a Starbucks.
No, I know. She has
– I have the K-Cups.
And Splendas.
I have Splendas.
And salt.
And sometimes I have powdered half and half just in case because they never have enough. And I have salt. And I've taken to bringing one of those like kits that has the knife, fork, and spoon in it that you get like with Uber Eats because
– that's so smart.
So many
How many times have you been in your hotel room and need appliances?
There's
what do you
nothing.
Call it?
Like a knife?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's so smart. Yeah. Utensils.
I always – that's my new thing. I always bring them now
that's
just so you know.
Smart.
I always have an extra. And I always bring a wine key.
Smart.
And then – but, you know,
that comes with a knife. So if you were on Survivor, you'd be the most popular person.
I know. Actually, the one that I have is the old school. It's just the screw thing.
Yeah.
But I get checked for that a lot.
And her costume jewelry. They're like, this can't be
legal.
There's
no way there's this much metal.
And they're like,
literally the math doesn't work out.
Jen has like bags of like earrings and accessories, and I wear the accessories on the plane that I'm going to wear in the show. I have like four things.
I'm starting to rethink some of that because I do have emergency earrings in my emergency kit, and I do have a pair for Kristen because she likes a smaller.
I do. I can't have a
earring than I do. I have big hoops for myself, but then I like want to have options because sometimes it's like we've left in such a hurry that you don't even know, like, I don't know. We say this
all
the time.
What
did we bring? I have no idea. So I want to have a couple options that go with what she's wearing. And
right. I should be good at this by now.
No,
and
we're
I'm
not.
Still so not good at this, but I do see myself trying to make strides in the right direction.
Me too.
I will never roll my clothes. Let's just be honest. I'm never going to roll them. I think that what – Tony, what's that thing we're talking about? Cube? Cube packing is so smart with the little
– Yeah, the cubes, I don't use them.
Cubes, I don't do them.
The only thing I do use is shoe bags.
Sometimes so those soles don't get on your clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's super gross. But – and then also, here's my other travel hack. I always – the laundry bag that they have hanging in the closet.
I was just going to say that.
I put all my dirty underwear and everything
in
there
and
roll it up. And then when you get home, all you have to do is just dump it in the wash machine.
Yep, I do that too. Those are the little things that like make you feel like you're winning at this weird puzzle.
Yeah.
But I do think – oh, you know what else that we've brought and we don't bring it every time but we always enjoy it when you bring it is the travel speaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We love that.
I forgot it last time.
It's like one of my – it was on one of our wish lists for – or like, you know, when we did the best of for Christmas list.
Oh, yeah.
They obviously, as they become more popular, they become less expensive. I just think that little round one, JBL, is so awesome. And we can sit, pop on some music.
Put music on.
Have a glass of wine. have it going in the dressing room. It's like so delightful and so small. It's such a thing that like you should always bring with you because you're so cool at a party if you bring that thing out.
I mean, can I say to, can I tell you this other travel hack that I learned? But then I also wanted to talk about what I did this weekend that I was proud of myself for. If you take your, like if you're camping or you're outside someplace and it's dark, you can turn your flashlight on your phone. So set it face down, turn your flashlight on and set a clear water bottle with water in it and it makes a lamp.
Oh, that is so cool.
You set it on top. My husband and I tried it one time when we were at an Airbnb. This was when like the kids were little and they're inside sleeping. We're like, let's go outside. We can drink and talk.
We always go in the hallway at our Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah. So we go out and there's no light out there. So
that's such a good idea.
Yeah. It's crazy that it works, but like the water like magnifies it or something like that. And it makes this really great light, which if you have that in your travel speaker, we're talking party,
Let's make no mistake. There's been all this like, if you could put your phone in a thing, it'll magnify it. It doesn't work. We've done it a million times.
Bowl? No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need the speaker.
You need the damn speaker because you don't want to hear music being like.
Okay, this is a thing I did this weekend. And this is mostly the places that we travel really do have decent access to things. Yeah. Like you're not like small town where you couldn't get the stuff kind of anyways.
Right,
or, like,
right.
There, but so I have the Shipt app, which they do not sponsor us. Go ahead and do it if you want to.
What's Shipt? That?
So it's Shipt. And so you enter, like you can, you know, drop a pin where you're at or whatever, and it will show you all the stores that are nearby and like you can go to the website and get it all delivered. So like when I said, I go, God, I wish I had a pink shirt this weekend to go with your pink.
I know, Jen's really good about that. I'm like, it's impossible.
Well, Shipt, they'll deliver within 2 hours.
That's amazing.
You guys, I know this sounds like an ad, and I swear to God, it's not.
I'm not good at that stuff. I suck at that. And also
– but I needed hairspray, and I needed other stuff, and it was just like, you guys, you don't have to stress out about packing if you, like, know, when I wake up today to see what I need for tonight or whatever, you can do that. I think it's like $6 to get it delivered, but trust me, if you bought it in the hotel lobby too, you're going to pay $6 for a – toothbrush.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I would be like die on the hill for in terms of like, or if I've just been like, it's fine.
But like, sometimes you just want it for comfort, you know, and to feel like, you know, like kind of at home.
It would depend. I think for me, it would be like, if any of the things that make my nighttime routine out of order, then I would have it shipped. Yeah. If it's anything clothing wise for like the day, I can kind of survive. I'm also not above buying shit in a store like the
so many Nashville t-shirts. Oh my God. You guys,
like I love Laughlin. I bought a t-shirt. I've got a free t-shirt or a t-shirt from the something casino. Like,
I know.
You know, what are you gonna, the one that has like the spray paint on it, like Miami.
Oh, you know what, this fun thing we found our first tour was those bags. They were $20.
Those are such a good idea. Those were such a good idea.
What are they called though?
They fold in on themselves and then you zip around the side. And so you can, it just comes in handy if you need to.
It's not like a cheap, like shopping tote.
Nope.
It's like an extra travel bag.
It looks like a duffel bag when you undo it. And so you keep that in the side of your suitcase. So if you do buy some extra things or you have to like shift things around, you put that on there. Also, I've got so many thoughts on this. Your purse or bag that you take on a flight is key. And so is your backpack. And man, it's still not a perfect system for me. I go back and forth on, I bought this expensive brand that's really, really popular, expensive-ish. It's not like, you know, like Louis Vuitton or any of those. It's just a known travel company. And I was like, it's fine. It's squishy. I don't like when your carry-on bag is like, you know, squishy, where you like open it and it just like opens up, or when there's too many pockets where shit gets, you know, caught underneath your bag and you don't know where it is. I don't like that. I like a firm bottom that goes on the floor.
That's what she said,
Kylan Sweeney. On the ground that I can look inside and everything is like accessible.
Yeah.
So my backpack that I have right now is rectangular and I can open it and sort of see everything in the bottom. That's key for me. But I think I stumbled upon, you know, the thing, the bag I got that like goes crossbody, but it's, what do you call those? It looks like a fanny pack, yeah. But you wear it on your chest.
More of like a messenger bag she wears. Yes. Like a long strap. But this is like, you could do fanny pack or over your shoulder.
Yeah. So yeah. It's the very popular thing and they don't count it.
Okay.
So I figured out, I was like, ooh, this is good. I can keep my ID, my all that stuff close to me, my phone, the stuff I need. And then I can have my backpack. And like, if I bring on my suitcase, nobody questioned me. Whereas before, when I just had my like messenger bag, I would have to give it to Jen to put in her giant.
Yeah, sometimes there's not room, you guys.
We're always like, here, give me this, give me that.
But I have thought about buying one of these. They're a small carry-on. I don't know what they're called exactly, but you can buy them like on Amazon. And they're hard side, and the point of them is they'll fit underneath the seat in front of you so you have a footrest.
Yes.
So I've thought about that because, I mean –
you're always trying to beat the system, but once you find a system, that's the key. And yeah, I'm still working on a perfect like bag for like, I like backpacks. I'm trying to figure out like, do I get another one like this that I like, but always looks kind of dirty because it's just not meant for this kind of travel. Or do I go back? I don't know. I'm always like on the hunt for the perfect bag for the flight.
Yeah.
But I do think this crossbody bag is the way to go for like getting, you know, cheating the system a little bit.
All right.
Because
you can put like your, cute. You can put everything you have to have in that.
Yeah.
And then the stuff that you might want to have.
Also, I like everything small. I like small wallet. I like small. I want it to be a smaller version of the thing that I normally have because I want to be able to put it all into a place and go.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me. So I like with this crossbody bag, I want to have my wallet in there. Billfold, which one is the lady version? Do I say wallet? Is
billfold
that a man?
Is for men.
Okay.
But I don't think it, I think it's, my grandma would say billfold for hers.
I used to say billfold forever and Colin was like, you know you're not a dude, right? And I'm like.
Because well, I think
it's like trifold.
The belt.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, but I do have a small one and I love it.
No.
A small billfold and I love it.
No, that's super smart. A thing that I love for traveling, and I do just throw up my suitcase because it takes up no space, is one of those bandolino or bandolero ones.
I tried. I couldn't get into those.
Well, here's what it's good for. If you're just like – when we go traveling, I like to go walk around the city just to like get a little sense of it. And then all I want to have is my ID in case I get murdered, like my debit card in case I go to an antique store, and then like a credit card. So you can fit all of that in there and your room key card and then your phone.
Yeah.
And then you just wear it across you and that's all that it is. And
the strap bugged me and so then I took it off and then I lost the strap and then I didn't like the case so I took off the case and then I lost the case.
I think it is a pain to just use the case.
It's
because
such a
it's
pain.
Big.
Yeah.
It's got a wallet on the back of it.
Yeah.
But it is nice to like for travel.
It is. It is. Anything that makes you feel like you can kind of flow and go is key.
And it's kind of like they sell them that look sort of fancy or like they have like rhinestones, but like
please have rhinestones.
No,
that's what I want.
You know I would get one if I you had to see the belt I just ordered off of Amazon to go with my gold pants. You're gonna barf.
No, I'm not. I think it's great. I'm just like I'll just have sensory overload. I can't.
Oh God, now I just got scared that it's gonna when we do that one part of the show that it's gonna stick on your outfit.
Mm-hmm. Gotta check it.
Yeah, I will. I won't wear it. It's hard to find a gold belt, you guys.
It's not easy finding belts. That's another show. Should we do a hot flash?
Hot flash, yes.
Okay. We're going to do a very controversial hot flash. Hot flash.
Hot flash.
All right, you guys. We already put it in our stories, and a lot of people push back, and it's fair. But Martha Stewart.
I dropped it there because I was like, damn,
we
girl.
Both did.
We did?
Yes.
That's so hilarious.
You did your version that was like, go, girl. And I was like, so what you're saying is we've got a chance.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart is going to be the first woman. At this point, it's been out for a couple weeks, but in her, like, the oldest woman ever to be on the cover 80. Of Sports Illustrated. 81.
81.
And the feet, you know, obviously some of the things we heard was like, oh, well, I would look like that too if I had her money and I did that much plastic surgery.
Would
and,
you bet she also works out like a crazy person and she eats right.
She does. She does have a lot of money. Herself. When you have a ton of dough.
Sure.
It's way better and easier to do that kind of stuff. With that being said,
but not everybody does that though either. Right. Like they have the dough and then they don't want to do it. So.
Right. I think it does. She feels in particular, because she's not my favorite, she does feel like a snob to me.
She is.
She is a snob.
Icy cold, prickly. She makes cold. All of us feel like shit bags.
But here's what I like about her. So she was being interviewed on, I think it was like the Today Show or something. And she like looked at the photo of herself and she's wearing these like cool like little leggings and an oversized billowy button up. I think you literally wore that like last week. I just realized like you
Maybe
guys were wearing the same
I
thing.
Liked it all.
And she had on these cute little heels that were like platform heels. So you knew they weren't super uncomfortable and she looks great. And she goes, they showed her the cover for the first time. And she goes, that is a very flattering picture. Hmm. And I enjoyed that comment because she's not like coming in like, I'm going to act like I'm younger than I am.
No.
She's coming in 81.
Yes.
And the thing that I think we have to stop doing is sort of like shitting on someone who is choosing their own path. Like maybe it's not your path. I don't know if I have Martha Stewart money, maybe I never do anything to myself. I don't know. I just think that what she's talking about is that women over a certain age want to feel sexy.
Yes.
And that is something that we need to all be on board for. And I need heroes like that.
Totally. We all do. I mean, she absolutely, the thing that I noticed about it was these aren't like a woman in the like beach spread eagle where you're like, I want to, like with shells covering her nipples or whatever. It wasn't that kind of like
swimsuit. I would need
swimsuit.
Conches.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Very long conches. Why should
they be like, can you put the shells on the same plane, sir?
You're full of shit.
Just fucking put them on there so that the shells.
Well, so they look to me and better than this. But you know, women get boudoir photos, which yeah. I love because they're like, I want to have a photo of myself where I think I look good and I think I look sexy for my husband. And
I couldn't agree with that idea more.
I think that's what they looked like. They looked like her, who looks very good, looking her absolute best.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, as an 81-year-old, she looked a lot better than a lot of younger people. Maybe that's why they're pissed off or something, because she spent the money on it.
I think it's just the idea of the money and that she's snobby. I think we all look at Dolly Parton and we're like, Dolly, you've had, there's
oh yeah,
there's
but
nothing,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares because she's genuinely kind and nice. Whereas Martha does not seem, like Martha would hate me. She would find me so, she'd be like, you're annoying. Like that's how I feel about her. I'm not shitting on Martha. I think she is important because I think she is opening up conversations that we all need to have. And now if you kind of look around, then I heard Mary Steenburgen on an interview, and she was saying that there's this, it's called the diminishing effect, that women sort of get to a certain age and they feel like because they are no longer bearing children or want to bear children even,
yeah.
But because they're of a certain age, they're no longer seen as like sexual. So they're meant to just sort of go off into the twilight and just kind of die off. And that she's like, we have to work together to like fight against the diminishing effect. And like women of a certain age are still vital and having fun. She talked about how she really wanted, if she had any regrets in her life. And she's like, the only regret I have is that my parents did not meet Ted, you know, the love of her life, Ted Danson. Mm-hmm. She said, the other regret is that I don't know a second language. And then she goes, well, I'm still here. So she's been taking French for 2 years. She goes, I'm slow at it. The people get
she's
it faster
so
than
amazing.
Me. But the notion that like, oh yeah, you're not, if you're aware enough to make the decision that you want to learn this new thing, you are alive and you should learn this new thing.
Well, we were talking about this before, like when we were working on the show, that every person at every age I've ever been that I've admired has been an older girl. And at some point that stops for some reason.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of bullshit because I do admire Martha Stewart. And here's why. She's such a successful business person. I think she was full of balls and grit when she did the wrong thing, admitted to doing it, and went to jail.
Man,
and you know what she did?
Grit
she became
is
like
true.
A street fighter in prison. But
and became friends with Snoop Dogg.
Oh
I'm
God.
On board with that.
But you know what else about her? I think she acts like a man. I don't think she's sicky sweet to people. I think she is a business person. And I think
nobody see that.
Says Mark Cuban's an asshole, but people say Martha Stewart is, you know? And it's like—
Yeah, I suppose I see what you mean. And if I were sitting next to Martha Stewart, I'd be so excited. And I do, I can absolutely respect her.
I don't think
I'm
I
just
would
saying
like
her personality.
Oh, yeah. She
seems a little bit like— like on a nonplussed person,
very like a who's the Cosmopolitan? Wait, that's the wrong magazine.
It's like, see,
what's your
know,
name?
Oh, Anna Wintour.
Anna Wintour.
Again,
yeah.
I want Anna Wintour to like destroy me. I want to be in. I want to be next to her and have her literally gag at what
yeah,
I'm wearing
just
because
giggle.
I
yeah.
think she's like I saw The Devil Wears Prada, and I was Team Meryl. Let's just know. Miranda
yeah.
is a hero in my eyes. I really, I don't, I know people are going to be like, that makes you a terrible person. I'm like, no, I can just see that she's trying to get a job done and
yeah.
she isn't being syrupy sweet and starting with five niceties when she just wants to get to wear the clothes.
Yeah, I don't have time right
yeah.
now for
I mean,
all of that.
Obviously she's a heightened character, but she's still perfect.
That's, and I do think like Martha Stewart, there is a thing about her where you're like, oh, great. There, here's another thing I can't do as well as Martha Stewart is be 81 because, you know, her
pressure.
Business, it's her entire job. And I try to keep this in perspective. Like models look great because that's their entire job.
Yeah.
Like Martha Stewart can make a great Bundt cake because that was her entire job.
And she
job.
Also has an entire team and she has an entire amount of money. She
yes.
also has incredible taste and she
yeah.
did that. You don't get to where she's at without – I mean, a modicum of luck, but also a modicum of business savvy and sense. And she also got her ass handed to her and she did her time.
Yeah.
So I got no problem with that. But I think we have to stop criticizing women. Like we're there. There's a woman on the cover of Sports Illustrated that is 81 years old. Whether she's been stretched twice from sideways, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
She is representative of us going, you know what? We got a lot of women that are over the age of 60 and we better start like opening up our scope a little bit. And in some way, when we see Martha Stewart on the cover of Sports Illustrated, we're like, okay, okay. It makes you feel like you got more life to live.
I was talking to my husband about that and he said, and I think let's be fair. And I think we give men such a hard time because, and it, which is totally due because they always eyeball like young women. I'm not talking about my husband in particular in this moment, but look at young women and think that's the ideal. But we forget that they feel bad too. Because I said, I go, you know, it, I go, men, I go, not everybody gets to be, you know, George Clooney as they age.
Yeah.
And my husband said, only George Clooney gets to be
George Clooney.
He goes, the rest of us get old and, you know, like we start looking at, you
yeah.
know, it's like.
But also I just heard this guy, he's a really famous podcaster and I can't remember his name now, but he was talking about, it was actually him and his wife and the wife was having a conversation because like clearly they're very intimate and they talk openly about everything.
Gross.
No, but they're like middle-aged or whatever. And she's like, you know, I wonder like, are you going to like ever look at someone that's younger than me and find them more desirable? And he's like, no, he goes, because I like women that are in my age group.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't look at young women and find them attractive. I find them like, ugh, like I can't. It's too, like that is a healthy person that like looks.
Yes.
I don't look at young dudes and am ogling. Not, I mean, I can recognize they're cute.
Hold on.
Except for on Euphoria. Yeah. But he's like 28. But honestly, I do feel like even like Timothée Chalamet, who I think is so cute, like I'm like, oh my God, you're like a squirrely kid. I can't.
Yeah.
But I do look at my own age group and I think, oh, that's an attractive guy. That's an attractive guy. So I think
yeah.
we have to remind ourselves that like you can be in your own thing and that's really kind of all you need to worry about. Like you don't – I don't want – I'm not looking to be attractive to 25-year-old dudes.
But don't you think that's great too? Not but – more and I'm saying is that Martha Stewart was on the cover of
yes
I think there are men 50, 60, 70, 80, even older, who are going to go,
totally.
I can't roll my R's.
Yeah, my husband has a thing. This is going to trap me. My husband has a thing for older ladies. Now, listen, I'm only 4 years older than him. But he can, he'll like all of a sudden like very much like observe like a good looking lady. Like if we're in like a restaurant or something, he'll be like, she's got it together. I'm like, hold on a second. But I love that.
Yeah.
I love that his eyes are open. And so if her being on that cover opens somebody's eyes.
Yeah. It says all the right stuff.
It says all the right stuff.
So cheers to you,
Martha. Cheers to you, Martha. I say, do you. And like, I'm on board.
Let the haters hate, Martha.
Let the haters hate.
Did we podcast?
I don't know. Did we do any more? I think we podcasted.